Yes, welcome back, everyone, to take two of the intro that we messed up because I can't not say cuss words. My name's Josh. This is All Gas, No Trash, a fun, new, music-filled episode for you today. This is Adam, in case I forgot to say his name.
Yes, hello. This is a podcast that separates us from the animals, along with Mr. Pibb Soda. We're not sponsored by Mr. Pibb. I just have a real affinity for Mr. Pibb Soda.
Why is that?
It's like Dr. Pepper. It's like poverty Dr. Pepper. And also, I like the logo because it's got like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
that'd be like, and also, we're separated from the animals by Hydrox cookies. Why not Oreos? Why not just go for Dr. Pepper? Like, why do we gotta go for the bootleg?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Anyways. All right. Well, we made it past a minute. Fuck yes. All right. And as you said earlier, I do, as you said, fully agree and fully believe that the reason why we've been hampered on YouTube and success has been late is because we've just now started not cursing during the first 1 minute of the podcast.
Yeah.
We've been shooting ourselves literally in the foot.
True story. So this is going to be a sampler episode where we're going to just go around the horn with some tracks that I found recently. And also Josh has something to share with us. So you can tune in and kind of skip around if once we get the timestamps up for the episode, if you want to just see certain things. And the first track, I think we should leave with the strongest track.
Okay.
And actually, the whole reason that we're here, actually. So Pixel Grip, this is breaking news. Pixel Grip just dropped their new single called Split.
Oh.
And I found something interesting out because on the song credits or the liner notes or whatever you want to call it, Pixel Grip is no longer part of Field Trip Records, which is a record label in Chicago that used to host or have Pearl and the Oysters, which is a band that's now on Stone's Throw Records. It now appears that Pixel Grip is also moving on from Field Trip Records. So it's looking like Field Trip is partially in shambles, because I think With this release from Pixel Grip, dude, they're going to get the whole pie because they're releasing on their own. And this track is a fucking banger. So I got to hear what Josh has to say. And we are going to listen to the new track from Pixel Grip, which is called Split. You can cue it up and you can listen along with us. Go ahead and pause the program and pull the track up on your digital stream platform. And then we'll get to Josh's opinion afterwards.
Yeah. So I haven't heard it, just to preface that. So this is a off the cuff reaction. Yeah. So this will be Split by Pixel Grip. Here we go. All right. That was Split by Pixel Grip. The fucking hot off the press. Newest banger. God damn, that dude, that song was so fucking good, man. I literally wanted to go like dress up with suspenders and go into like an old warehouse and just fucking pretend everything's in black and white and just fucking be like, just dance and go crazy. Man, that was pretty fun,
dude. Too. I feel like they should be doing soundtracks for Cyberpunk 2077 or just either horror movies or sci-fi shit set in a dystopian future. They should be scoring fucking movies, dude, because this shit was fucking amazing. And remember how a couple months ago when Bet You Do came out, I told you that Rita sounded like she improved on her her singing? Because this is the best that she's ever sounded, dude. This is the best that she's ever sounded. And maybe that didn't come across nearly as well in previous songs, or at least to my knowledge. But this is the best that she has ever fucking sounded. And this is, in my opinion, this is the best song that they've ever fucking released. And I'm jacked to the tits of when they announce their third album. They haven't announced it yet, but I'm sure we're going to cover it and we're going to review it. But I gave you an assignment, which is that there's some lore behind the song itself, along with some credits that we have to mention for this specific song. So what am I saying?
I don't know.
I need you to read it.
Yeah, so I'll just read it out loud. So this was from Rita Lucchia. She wrote this on their Pixel Grip like Twitter. She said, my medicine is expressing myself and using my voice. Occupying the hysterical body on stage is cathartic for me, but I know that it is cathartic for the listener, too. I have noticed the objectification and commodification of alt or femme presenting people. We're often treated like a porn category, an inflatable sex doll, an object or possession to put on a shelf. Used and discarded, violated, abused. I romanticize not the victimization, but what comes directly after, the empowerment, the reclamation, the realization that people only try to take power away from powerful people, the strength and sacred rage, the kind of rage that guides you and aligns you with your purpose. I hope you can tap into that too and get pissed off and then go to the fucking gym and hit a PR. Put in the work or shut the fuck up. The best revenge is being better and faster. Love you all, even my enemies, Lucia. All right, that's what she wrote. You know, I think that align. I think that that last part there aligns with our mentality. Fucking do the work or shut the fuck up. That's what we've been saying for the last 18 months.
Right.
Do the work or shut the fuck up. Like, where's your podcast, fucker?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to fucking talk about or how I should do mine. You don't have shit. And then at the bottom, it has the things for Split. It says written and produced by Pixel Grip. Lyrics written by Rita Lucchea. Additional production by Juju Ashworth at Studio 22 in L.A. Recorded by Doug Malone at Jam Deck Studios in Chicago. Mixed by Andrew Lappin at Wax LTD Studios in L.A. Mastered by Ruari O'Flaherty. Single art by Eileen Tijan or whatever.
Right, so... I'm going to have to look into this. I've been following this Andrew Lappin guy along with his studio because mm-hmm. they're two different accounts. This is something I've been wanting to look into because we should be looking into mixers and master people, because I think in addition to like the music itself from the artists, there's a whole convergence of people making it as good as it can possibly be, right? And it's with the assistance of people like these people mentioned that they're able to present their project in the best way possible.
Yeah,
but I fucking love the track. I think it's I hope they get playlisted on Spotify at some point, because this is the best track that they've made. And so that is what, 7:30. All right, do you want to show me what you had?
Did you want to talk about Ditter first?
No, I'll save that for afterwards.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I don't know how the fuck I came across this, but I was fucking about on TikTok one day, and I just fucking saw this. It just popped up, and it's this fucking, it's not even a, I can't even call it a band. It's a, I guess it's a project is what it refers to itself as, called Sump, S-U-M-P-P, okay? And it is fucking Gary Busey's grandson.
No fucking way, dude.
And I was just watching some of the shit, like some of the, it's a live performance and it's like a one man show. All right. And he plays like everything and it's fucking hilarious. And it's bad, but like, I think that's intentional. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if that, maybe I'm just crazy, but it's bad. It's hilarious. There's this fucking song that he plays called called Laid Off, and that's I want you to hear this fucking song. I don't know why it's so fucking funny.
All right, I gotta see it.
All right, so pull up. It's not like a music video or anything, but it's on like Apple Music. So if you want, go to your Apple Musics or your Spotify's. I'm sure it's on Spotify. Pull up Sump, S-U-M-P-P, and he also has another song called Meaty Lance. Is just as fun. And then like the third song, Terminator 2, was right. Like that, like this shit's funny. Like I think it's funny.
Hey, but... hold up. Okay, so wait, did you say he was the grandson of Gary Busey?
Yeah, he's Gary Busey's grandson.
Dude, the methamphetamine and the cocaine, like
it's been passed down from generation to generation, and it's turned out this.
Yeah.
So you know, whatever. Here we go. Let's listen to Laid Off by Sump. All right, that was fucking Laid Off by Sump. Yeah, I mean, it's just like stupid and repetitive, but I mean, like, it's funny. Like it's hilarious.
Dude, amongst all the Nepo babies that exist for the artists that we've talked about,
oh, yeah.
this is by far the best one.
This is the best. This is the best of the projects.
I dare say that for anybody that enjoys Devo or a band called the Aquabats, like this would be right up your alley for some zany, wacky shit. So I don't know. that was pretty fucking cool. I wasn't expecting for the grandson of Gary Busey to be making music and actually have it be pretty fucking decent.
Yeah, it's funny. And you can see, I mean, like, he looks like fucking Gary Busey, like, from certain angles and shit.
Yeah.
And like you can see the insanity that has been filtered. And this is what's kind of interesting is I think all the insanity that has come down, like, it's been filtered. So like he got all the best parts of it with like none of the drug addiction or like the fucking like alcoholism. Like it's all the good stuff of the insanity. So I don't know. This thing like just kind of is around. Like he's only got like I think a few thousand followers on Instagram. Like this thing seemingly just came in the mainstream, I guess. I don't know what the word for this is.
Man, that should be on fucking NPR's Tiny Desk. That would be fucking wild to see.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, he's got 6,700 followers. So I mean, like, not a shit ton. And he goes around and he tours. He does like live shows. So like, fuck, man, maybe we should go check him out.
I wonder if he introduces himself as Gary Busey's grandson.
I think that's how I saw the video. Was like, he's like, yeah, I'm Gary Busey. He's like, he was doing a performance and he's like, yeah, I'm Gary Busey's grandson. And yeah, this is music. And then like he started doing it. Like it was funny. Like, you know,
that's cool.
So anyways, that was that. That was Sump.
Okay, so that's
till 11. Let's just call it 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Yeah. All right. What's the final thing you have for us?
All right. So this band is called Ditter, and I found them today actually. And this is a group, I believe, is from France, because at least from what I could see on the post, they were writing shit in French. But funny enough, they were recording a music video out here in L.A. And it doesn't look cheap. It doesn't look like a cheap music video. They used, what do you call those people that are background characters, but they're not important?
Oh, like extras?
Extras. There was tons of extras. Mm. There was some great lighting in the. So
what are those unimportant peasants called that are in the background of important projects?
I forgot the word. So the fact that they're coming from France to record a music video here already starts raising eyebrows for me.
Yeah.
But so what we're going to do in order to save time, we're going to listen to two tracks, which is let me just pull them up to make sure I have the names correctly. We're just going to do them back to back or off. Well, as we normally do. But Josh is going to talk about both of them after the fact that he listens to them. So this is Ditter. The first two tracks, or rather the first track we're going to listen to, is called Do Things Right, and the how you spell the band's name is Ditter. So the first track we're going to listen to is Do Things Right, and then afterwards we're going to listen to Way Too Cool for You.
All right, cool. All right, so pull up your machines and we'll listen to them right now. Here we go. All right, that was Way Too Cool for You by Ditter, as well as, what was the first song called?
Shit. Caught with my pants down.
Caught with his pants down, wiener out, flapping in the wind.
Do Things Right.
Do Things Right, by Ditter.
Impressions.
Okay, so. This is going to sound like an insult, but I don't mean it to be. No, that's good, right? It's good. That legitimately sounds to me, and like I said, this is where it's going to sound like an insult, but I don't mean it that way. This sounds like a tame kind of, it's like a tame version of DeAntword. I don't know if you know who DeAntword is, but like that's like a tame version of that. It's like it's not offensive, whereas DeAntword is like extremely like
rough. It's out there.
And out there and it's offensive. This is like the mainstream version. This is like the mainstream successful version of DeAntword.
Yeah.
And that's like it's like a punk kind of like techno. And I think this has some like huge fucking potential.
I think
like,
so too. The hook with the la, dude, that's commercial. That's like, ready for a commercial.
That first fucking song, I was like, oh, this is a Verizon or a Samsung commercial.
Yeah.
Like that, this is where that shit's going.
That's baby potential
yes,
right there.
Yes. This has some huge potential. And now also, first impression, just looking at this shit, they're from France. They're out here in LA. I don't know how old these kids are, But I imagine there's some like rich French kids that wanted to cosplay doing music. And so like this is the result of that.
Yeah, possibly.
But I don't know. That's just my first. I don't know why I get that. I look at their pictures and I'm like, ah, these kids come from privilege. Like they don't fucking they don't know what it's like to starve. I don't know. I just feel like that's I just get that from that. And I could be wrong. I don't know.
All right. What do you think about the dichotomy of the music itself? Because this song, the first one that we listened to was Do Things Right. That was released in 2023, whereas this track was released just this week.
Yeah.
It blindsides you. Listening to them back to back, it's like, wait, this is the same band?
Yeah, it's very... The polish is different. It's like the other stuff was kind of like, okay, but now this is like, oh, this is... It's the beginnings, it's the infancy, and then your adulthood immediately played right next to each other, where it's like all the stuff you were missing before to be like a complete person, now it's here in this new track.
Yeah.
Like, all the shit that the first one was missing, I was kind of like, oh, okay, oh shit, they got it here now.
They got it, yeah.
And it's like, oh man, this is spicy.
It, yeah.
Are they going to have a new album come out soon or some shit?
I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I assume because they released a single that maybe they're getting towards releasing like a EP or
says Ditter under exclusive license to Riptide Records, but they spelled license with a C-E-N-C-E, so I imagine that's
quite French.
French or some fucking or like the broken the
English because it's all weird. Yeah. Color C-O-L-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the tracks that I wanted to show you. So that pretty well. Did you have anything else to add about the band themselves or?
No, I'm looking forward to actually seeing what the fuck this is. Like yeah. where it goes or what their next thing's going to be. This obviously was a single. I mean, they have like, it looks like they have some album, one album out and
yeah, it's an EP. So it's like,
well, it's all remixes of it's seven songs, but it says it's different remixes of like the shit they've already released. So it's not they have not seemingly done a proper album.
No, they haven't.
So debut album maybe coming soon. I don't know. I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Especially if they changed up because this seems like a different sound now. This seems like a different direction, I guess.
Or maybe they're doing both things and we don't know until they release an album.
Could be, but I'm excited to see where the fuck this is gonna go.
Yeah, so plenty of music to be interested in the coming weeks, and that pretty much wraps up the episode. So you got double dose of fucking All Gas No Trash for the day. That'll fucking take you into the weekend, and we should have Nice's debut album.
Oh, we're gonna
by Monday.
We're gonna get that out.
Oh, we're gonna fuck so hard on that.
Oh man, we are gonna fuck so hard on that. I'm so looking forward to that. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait. Sunday is gonna be excellent. So you guys will get to hear that probably like Monday because we were gonna record it like Sunday night. Mm. You'll hear that like Monday. Monday morning when you wake up from your little slumber, you wake up at a little bed and you rub the little sleepy crackles out of your eyes and you go, oh, All Gas No Trash. Nice. Oh, let's get this out onto a tray.
Shout outs to Steve MRE Info 89 or Steve MRE 1989 yeah. Info. Hey,
by the way, like Steve, if you listen to this man and you like music, like we'd love to talk to you. So fucking hits up, all right?
We'll make sure to tag him in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout outs to fucking Steve MRE 89. Yeah. Info or however you whatever it is.
I don't know, man. But you do good MRE reviews. We appreciate it. Anyways, all right, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's the end of the episode. Again, as always, thank you guys for listening. If you appreciated and liked us, cool, awesome. We thank you. If you don't, well, you can just go fuck yourselves.
Suck my balls.